Dare we point out that the U.S. Constitution does not say interest rates may never go up? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're expecting Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to offer some nuance later today on when her team might be inclined to move short-term interest rates higher. The key indicator here, the unemployment rate, is close to the trigger point. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. David, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a piece of paper in my hand on which our friends at the central bank once said they would consider raising interest rates when unemployment hits 6.5%. What's the problem there, David?
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. The problem is the unemployment rate has come down to 6.7%. It's going to hit 6.5%, we think, within the next few months, and the Federal Reserve isn't anywhere like near ready to raise that federal funds rate. So I think today they're probably going to essentially not so much move the goalposts as remove the goalposts and try and de-emphasize this whole concept of 6.5% unemployment being a threshold.
Now, of course, the Fed, if the economy continues to recover someday, may have to raise interest rates, right?
Well, yes, and this is what's, I think, wrong about all this. I think 6.5% was probably correct. The issue is the unemployment rate is coming down quite rapidly, and it's coming down fast enough to cause wages to accelerate. When wages begin to accelerate, you need to begin to think about normalizing interest rates. You can remove the goalposts, but you can't essentially change where the end zone is, and I think we're headed towards the end zone here where the Federal Reserve needs to literally try to get interest rates back to a normal level.
David Kelly, J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any public statements by the Federal Reserve will also be watched globally, including in emerging market countries such as Turkey, which has found itself shoving up its interest rates to keep capital from moving away as rates drift up in the U.S. The BBC's Linda Yu filed this report from Turkey.
For Turkish companies like Ramsey, which supplies formal wear for Liverpool Football Club, it's a worrying time as consumers spend less. Since the Fed signaled the end of cheap money, it's harder to borrow and spend than before.
It's not the comfortable time at the moment. Unfortunately, last year or two, it's everywhere is the business a bit sort of shaking.
For factories like this one producing power generators, the cooling economy is a worry. Some Turkish companies have also borrowed too much from foreign creditors that make them particularly vulnerable if demand slows.
Export, very important for Turkish economy.
The owner tells me that relying on overseas customers will be key for growth. It's a big change from a year ago. Turkey's economy had been the envy of Europe. GDP growth was over 8% before the slowdown. Inflation had dropped to 7% from 120% a decade ago. It paid off its last loan to the IMF and was about to become a creditor for the first time in 52 years. Along the Bosphorus, commuters go about their daily business. It's a calm that has already been broken regularly since last summer. Across Istanbul, protests have erupted against the Erdogan government over corruption. Despite Turkey's young and large population of consumers, the end of cheap money from the Fed, a lot of debt owed to foreigners, and political protests do not make for an attractive combination to investors. For Europe on the brink of recovery, the last thing that it needs is a crisis on its doorstep.
That report comes to us from the BBC's Linda Yu. April 8th, less than 3 weeks from now, is the last day that Microsoft will offer routine support for its 12-year-old operating system, Windows XP. And that could make XP vulnerable to hackers. And who is still using XP, you might ask? Oh, maybe 95% of all ATM machines in the U.S., for starters. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
Every week, Microsoft employees look for vulnerabilities in their software. When they find them, they create what's called a patch to fix it. After April 8th, Microsoft will stop offering patches for XP.
Therefore, anybody running an XP system could fall prey to someone who is trying to exercise one of those vulnerabilities.
Eugene Spafford teaches computer science at Purdue. He says XP users had more than 6 years to prepare for the end, but not everyone has been proactive. ATMs that haven't been updated could be hacked in a number of ways. They could be programmed to spit out cash, to keep cards, or other kinds of mischief, says Spafford. Several major banks, including J.P. Morgan, have agreed to pay Microsoft for extended customer service on the outdated software. The good news is that customers will likely not be absorbing those costs. Doug Johnson is with the American Bankers Association.
I don't see any pricing power in terms of trying to very directly pass off these costs to the consumer at the ATM.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And in the last year, many people were surprised to learn that many big Wall Street firms owned a lot of physical commodities, including metals and oil, as well as the infrastructure to store it, including storage caverns and gas fields. There's word today that J.P. Morgan Chase will sell its commodities wing to Mercuria Energy of Switzerland for an undisclosed amount of money. One of the highest-profile women on Wall Street, Blythe Masters, runs that business at J.P. Morgan, and the Wall Street Journal says her next steps are unclear. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.